This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among the many things that are changing as we adjust to this post-financial crisis new economic normal is the idea of retirement. Commentator Chris Farrell says we ought to just get over it.
We all know the American retirement dream. After 30 years, you collect your gold watch, sell your home, and move, preferably somewhere sunny. That's what the character Ben Huggins did in this 1961 promotion for a new retirement community, Sun City, Arizona.
I finally made it. No more hurry, no more pressure. From now on, I'm going to enjoy myself.
The retire and move lifestyle emerged after World War II. Middle-class Americans had enough financial independence to retire to the Sun Belt. Men like Ben Huggins and their wives played golf in the morning and enjoyed cocktails at night.
Sun City, an active new way of life.
Well, for most of us, those days are over. Gold watch? Forget it. Retirement savings? Slim to none. These days, most people aren't even planning to retire. They'll work until at least 70. And because people are working longer, they're not moving like they used to. Today, retirement's been replaced by staytirement. But staying put is a savvy choice because it reflects both a desire to work and the need to make money. Here's the thing. Jobs come largely from friends, colleagues, and acquaintances. Workers spend years building their networks. And those networks are the key to a part-time consulting gig, a job at a local business, or a place at a nonprofit organization. So, come 65, a retirement move from the Twin Cities to Orlando or Boston for a Corpus Christi might sound alluring, but it will make that priceless community network suddenly worthless. And without the backstop to retirement that a network represents, the prospect of a long life after 65 looks a lot less comfortable. Moving used to be a good investment for a retiree to make, but for this new generation of retirees, it's a bad play.
Chris Farrell appears regularly on our personal finance show, Marketplace Money, which this weekend looks to put a price on aging.